Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day as we just look at the sun just rising again. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that the greater reality in the Son of Righteousness that came with healing in his wings here to this earth nearly 2,000 years ago. And thank you, Lord, that you have got all authority and you are ruling and reigning. And thank you, just as you called Abram out and you met Abram and you built up a beautiful relationship, bringing him into all that which you had in mind for his life, Lord, as an example for us, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You have also taken hold of our lives, Lord. You have taken hold of Apostle Paul's life, Father God. And thank you, Lord, that we have also seen a great light, Lord. From that moment on, Father God, we pass from death into life and so into your wonderful love plan, Father God. So thank you for this day as well, Lord. Thank you for this word of encouragement that we have here of the example that you set with Abram for all mankind, for all those that would be called by you to know you and to abide in you, because in you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Yeah, our readings is Galatians 3, verses 6 to 10. And I'm reading it from the Amplified. Just as Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. What is righteousness? It's conformity to God's will and purpose. And so just as he was confirmed to God's will and purpose in a relationship, so we are there to be conformed to God's will and purpose in a relationship. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. As we abide in him and his word abides in us, we bear much fruit. Amen. So understand that it is the people who live by faith with confidence in the power and goodness of God, who are the true sons of Abraham. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the nations by faith, proclaimed the good news of the Savior and salvation to Abraham in advance with this promise, saying, "In you all the nations of the earth will be blessed." So then, those who are people of faith, whether Jew or Gentile, so remember, you're either a Jew or you're a Gentile. Gentile is all nations. So it's Jew and Gentiles now have been included in the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, so that we can all come to our heavenly family, come to our true fellowship, and come to the potential and the goodness that God has laid out for our lives. So all those who are people of faith are blessed with the favor of God and declare free of the guilt of sin and its penalty, and placed in right standing with God, along with Abraham the believer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So here you've got it. And I'd like you just to read this also in the Amplified. It's a beautiful, but then also in the Message. The Message is beautiful. You can read right down to verse 10. That last part, verse 10, says, you know, if we try any other way to get to God, we're trying to make our own way into heaven, where God has made a way in Jesus. So then you're under the curse. You can do it with the law. You can do it with your own effort and your own belief, or you belong to a crowd of people that have certain ideas and understandings. Man, if it's not coming from Jesus, if it's not coming from him lighting the fire, you will lie down in torment. So guys, the bottom line, hey, the beautiful, where you can see this prophetic is Isaiah 9, where it speaks about, to those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. That is what's happened to Abram. That is what happened to Paul. And that's what happened to us. When the Lord called us, that's, we saw a great light and we entered into a new day. And why do I say Isaiah 9? Because that is the picture of the resurrected Christ, because it goes on to say that you now enjoy the harvest. Like a war has come to a close, and the war has been won by God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the angels. And you're now there to take hold of the spoil. And what is the spoil? Your destiny, your purpose that is laid up for you to make your life better for your family, for your neighborhood, and for the world, we carry the God quality of life, we've got a potential that needs to be found in our relationship and then lived out. Because he goes on to say, why can this harvest happen, this taking of the spoils happen? Because the devil has been defeated. Just like Gideon defeated the Midianites, so the Lord has defeated sin and its penalty. So he's there to break now every yoke, amen, spiritual yokes, natural yokes, whatever, spirit, soul, and body. Everything has been done. We need to just stay in tune now. Why? Because he's got all authority, amen, all authority. He's the head of his body, and we are his body, his bride that he's purchased. And now he was a child at one time. He was a son at one time, setting example for us. But now who's he? He's our mighty counselor. Amen. He's our shepherd. And when he shepherds you, that is where you experience the mighty God. And then when he shepherds you, that's when you experience the everlasting Father, the goodness that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had for you from the beginning. You start experiencing that now. You start walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You start doing the works that Jesus done, because as much as the Father loves Jesus, he loves you. Can you see? So that is the reality. That's a prophetic word, but it came to reality in the life of Jesus. It came to reality in the life of Paul, and it comes to the reality in our lives now as he counsels us. He's a mighty God. He's an almighty Father. He's a Prince of Peace. That's where we find peace, and that's where his government, his kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven, starts taking place in our lives. And praise God, this quality of life is here for this whole world. Amen. It is here to restore all things. That's why he says we have got a ministry of restoration. Amen. Hallelujah, guys. Be blessed. Arise and shine. You've called out of darkness to know him, to walk with him and experience him. So be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.